Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back. This is Love Talk, back on the air, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Music Mill Entertainment. So we are back here once again. It's been a while, and we are talking about, is love blind or does love cause blinders? Sometimes we get so caught up in the things that our partners do and the things that make our partners look real good, but we don't really see the things that make us not want to be with them or the things that we need to change. So let's get to it. Hit the theme music.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Again, we are back, and of course it's 2021, so technology is just always wild and crazy. So let me reintroduce you to
Hi everyone, this is Miss Toya, back again on Love Talk Radio, trying to help these ladies and these gentlemen out so we can make sure we get good knowledge out in the streets. Everybody has a question. Everybody doesn't understand, but we're here to help, you know, help people transition into good relationships and good lives. Welcome to Love Talk.
Welcome back to Love Talk. Been a while, but we back. Because, you know, it's the new year. Everybody wants to come out and say, oh, you know, I'm going to fall in love. This is my year that I'm going to find the right one, that missed the right, that missed right. And this is going to be that time where we're going to find that one that just fits everything that we're looking for. But is that really something that can actually happen? What do you think about that?
I think it can happen if two people are willing. Like, it can never be
where two people are willing. So you feel like one person kind of... Exactly. Because it seems like sometimes when we get into these relationships, you know, we don't see the things that that other people see when it comes down to that person. We fall in love so quickly that it's like, you know, I don't see what's wrong with him.
Right. Because you get blinded, or you ignore, rather, the things that you don't want to deal with until those things become a problem. When you can no longer ignore the bad part about them. But for years and years or months and months or however long you've made, you know, excuses for them. So there you are.
Exactly. We always go through these little problems at the beginning part of a relationship. Everything in the beginning of the relationship is all butterflies and unicorns and everything's so habits that he or she might have had. Yeah, right. Right down the line, you know, things are just kind of start adding up. And when do you get to the point where it seems like it's not love is blind, but love is causing blinders?
That blindness can come real early, like you said, real, real early, in the very beginning. It's all sparkles and butterflies and unicorns. Everything is great. They're the most awesome person there is. You want to spend the rest of your life with them. But did you really get to know them as a person, as who they really are? Or are you accepting the good stuff and the facade that people put up to get other people caught up?
Right. So what are some things like have you seen? Like, you know, like say from you looking at your friend that's always posting on Facebook and they got all lovey dovey and they say, oh, here's her, I just cooked dinner for my man. Come down to people in relationships.
Basically they put one thing out on Facebook, and not saying that it's, but another thing goes on behind closed doors. I'm a firm believer, you only show what you want people to see. You're not going to show them the bad stuff. You're only going to show them what you want them to see. And you're going to take your perception of whatever it is, and that's what you're going to project to everybody else because that's what you want it to be.
Your relationships with social media, really, because if you don't show pictures of the person that you're with, they're like, oh, see, you're trying to hide her, aren't you? See, you're trying to be slick on the side. You know, you probably got a couple other chicks around because you ain't showing the person that you're with. If you show them all the time, it's like, oh, man, see, there you go again. You're trying to, you know, trying to show off and trying to brag and boast about who you with and all that type of stuff. It's like you can't really win when it comes down to social media.
Okay. So I think you should at least post one picture of your significant other, at least one. It got to be some recognition somewhere of you two. Because if you're saying you're in a relationship, either you swapping people out.
I'm gonna be like Michael B. Jordan did, put her in the shadow. Like, you know, you see this, that little shadow. Like, yeah, you're gonna get an eyeball and maybe a little bit of hair, and that's about it. That's about all you're gonna see.
Something. Go make sure. Something. You got to do something. But like you say, on the flip side, when you are posting your relationship all the time, you and your man all happy, people don't be wanting to see that. Like, okay, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't win. You don't have to find a balance because that's your business and that's your life. You do it however makes you happy. Post 1,000 pictures. Who are we to say? But, you know, to the people who are looking, that's up to you, yo. You can't don't get in your feelings because they happy over there. Like, that's not nice.
Funny. Yo, you posting every 5 minutes, oh, we going to the park. Oh, we just finished walking from the park. Oh, we going to get lunch. All right, I got me a burger. I'm eating the burger. I'm feeding big. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later, oh, this ain't shh. You know, that's what comes down to next. You know? You'd be like, oh, you know, I'm done with him. I'm done with her. Get on my nerves, you know?
True. But that's how life is, though. Nobody really plans out the breaking
because
thing.
It's like, yo, right? So that's why I feel that's why I talk about social media, because the thing is, you putting this whole perception of how great your man or your girl is and how beautiful your relationship is, and you're not, and you're hoping for that Facebook world, but what are you doing when you're really at home? That's
exactly.
The thing. When you're at home, type of stuff, what's your relationship really like when you're at home? That's why I put on there, you know, is your grass green or is it just a muddy patch of murder hornets and jackasses? Because that's what happens a lot of times when we put these blinders on about who the person we're really with.
Yeah, and then when you have to face that music, but this is the thing, you can face the music one of two ways. Come to your realization and not care what anybody thinks. You know what I'm saying? How you do it is how you do it. Or come to your realization and you care what everybody thinks. So now you second guessing yourself. You got to choose, because if you put it out there that y'all was great and it goes bad, you're the only person that can explain it that way. You can the only person that's either going to fix your face or not care.
And, you know, the thing is, a lot of times people think about that in relationships, but once you get married, it's even more amplified, because when you're in that relationship, what's the first thing people say? Oh, man, I never saw that coming. Y'all look like such a great couple, so look like the perfect couple. I'm surprised that y'all didn't make it through. I'm like, hey, y'all don't know what was going on, but at the same time, you know, some people put themselves in that position where they have to, you know, defend themselves when their relationship goes south, because everybody's like, oh, man, I would never guess y'all break up.
Yeah, but it's honestly, it's not their business. You know what I'm saying? it really isn't their business, but it's being is not their business. As soon as they say something to you, you as a person, you're gonna listen, you're gonna hear it, and now you're gonna be looking like, well, damn, I did put all my stuff out there, but they said on me, they're gonna change. All they're gonna do is change the topic. They're just gonna change the function. They're gonna start being the cutest person there is. They're gonna be all out here in every set, everywhere, doing everything. And they're gonna switch the focus. That's how that go. Once you start your life on Facebook, it's gonna stay on Facebook.
So, with that in mind, do you feel that people should put the blinders on with everybody around them? You know, basically saying like, "Oh, I don't want to see." Because blinders can go two ways. Blinders can either keep you focused on something and you don't see all the negative stuff that your person, the other person is doing, or it can also black out some of your friends that's chirping in the sidelines.
Yeah, you can be ignorant. And, you know, I guess from just self-experiences, when you have someone and their life, when you met them, their life moved a certain type of way, you know what I'm saying? They already had their stuff established. Same way you had your stuff established. But y'all got to find a mix, because what happens is if you exclude yourself from their side of their life that they would like to live, and they exclude themselves from your side of life and you like to live, or you only do one side, it's going to cause a problem. You got to make a balance.
Once again, for those who are just listening, this is season 3 of Love Talk. We back. It's been a minute, but we back. This is Love Talk. Now, I know, that's right. Season 3, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, Music Mill Entertainment. And we're talking about, is love blind or does love cause blinders? So the point that you're talking about when you're saying that you got to make sure that you find a balance on each side, do you think that people try to blind themselves from one side of family, like saying like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Your family crazy. I don't even want to mess with them.
And that's exactly what I mean. But what happens is somebody's going to put on the blinders. So they're going to be like, well, we ain't got to go over there then. Or I ain't going over there. Now, months later, years later, because you didn't want to go over there and because you didn't want to interact or vice versa, now you got problems. Because that person is feeling separated. They can't balance their life out and be who they are because they're trying to please one side. No, you have both have to be pleased.
Exactly. That's 100% true right there. I think that when it comes down to love and causing blinders, I think the biggest issues that come down is family. your closest family and your closest friends. Because what happens is when you fall for somebody, what they want to do, I'm going to put the blinds on you and say, nope, you got to shut you off. Yo, your man's them, you always hung out with, watch the football games with.
You can't
go with your girls, they ratchet. I don't want you going out with them.
No, right? you can't do that.
I mean, that's what people feel. I completely agree with you, but the thing is, a lot of people that go into marriages at that point where they cut all of their friends off, and they can't even talk to their friends. I mean, there's people I know that their husbands or their wives on both sides put them on a curfew. They don't want their friends, you know, taking away their time. Like, isn't that crazy?
I'm gonna say this: everything has its limit, and every dog has its goddamn day. First off, when people tell you to stop cutting your friends off, matter of fact, they don't tell you. They suggest, they nudge, they coerce you through it. They don't just flat out usually say don't talk to them unless it's getting real bad and you're not listening. But that's manipulation. You know what I'm saying? That is the finest case of manipulation. And then manipulation turns into isolation. When you get into isolation, now they got you. They have made it so they are your world because now you're in isolation. But it shouldn't be that way because guess what? If you're in isolation, they still got their friends. And then they got friends you don't even know about. Because you in isolation.
Exactly. See, they're trying to cut you off because they doing some other dirt on the side. So they're like, nah, I don't want you doing that. I don't want you going out pretty much doing the same thing that they're doing right now. And that's where the big problem comes in. So how do you handle that? Like once you get to that point, like you're deep into the relationship, you're engaged, you've been rolling through this for a while, and now it's getting time to. And now that person you with, like, nah, okay, we better get married. You need to cut everybody off now. It's just me and you.
Well, honestly, you can't really answer that for anyone because you never know what someone's point is. What you have to hope is at some point you realize that your balance is off. And you hope that you realize it before stuff gets too bad and one of you can't take it and one of y'all is sick of it. Like, you just like, oh, you don't know how to come home. I ain't got no friends, but you got friends. You don't want to take me nowhere. You know, you only want to be nice to me. But then you want me to be nice to you, though, because, you know, I'm isolated. I'm obligated to you. You try to prevent getting to that point, because once you get to that point, it gets real rocky, and you literally have to hit the restart button. Literally.
Yeah, that's true. That's, I think, exactly what happens, because you and you see everything that's going on around you, then you're like, yo, what have I been missing over the past, you know, few months, few years, where I shut off so many people, and now you're trying to play catch up on catching up with the friends that you lost, catching up on the family that you haven't talked to in a while because, you know, she didn't like your family, catching up on, you know, the things that you could be doing for yourself to better yourself because you locked yourself in to focusing on, and that's where I think a lot of relationships break down when it comes to that particular point. So early dating tips, because, you know, cuffing season is still full blown right now. It's still cuffing season. The weather's getting a little bit colder now. Still got about a couple weeks before Valentine's Day. So how can somebody prepare themselves?
Going to relationships with your eyes open. And what I mean by that is, I mean, look at everything. Look how he treats other people or she treats other people. Look where his eyes go. Pay attention to his eyes. People's eyes tell their whole life story. They can be sitting there telling you a bold-faced lie, and their eyes are telling. Their bodies may not tell it, but their eyes are telling. And you can see it. You know, pay attention to their eyes. Pay attention to, you know, their mannerisms. You know, pay attention to what their behavior is. Are they being secretive? You know, you can tell if somebody's being secretive. Pay attention to their energy, you know. And this is the thing. Most of the time, everything that glitters ain't gold. So don't go into it with rose-colored glasses on, and 5 months down the road, your feelings is hurt because that's not who it was. No, they showed you who they were. You just didn't pay attention to who they were. So those people who are out there getting into these new relationships, be honest with yourself. Know what you want. You know, don't settle for less. And I'm not saying that people don't have flaws or, you know, they don't have, you know, their own crap with them. Everybody got their own crap with them. So with that being said, remember, you got crap too. So if y'all can handle y'all crap together, you probably can make it. But if you're not going into it as a team, just don't do it. Now, if y'all just want to have sex, have at it. But remember, some people get feelings involved and some people don't. So then you're starting a whole nother bombshell of a relationship there.
Oh, we're going to get on that later on in Love Talk. Trust me, we're going to be talking about that because that's something that a lot of people, you know, they leave with one part of their body and don't focus on the other parts of their body. So their mind and their heart and all that type of stuff. Other parts start leading in front. So we're going to get into that definitely later on in some Love Talk episodes. So to this. If you like what you're hearing, if you like the show, like it, share it. We're going to be doing this every single Wednesday at 7:30. So every single Wednesday, 7:30 Eastern time, 6:30 Central, because I got a lot of people listening in the Midwest. Shout out to those in Mississippi and Texas and Louisiana that's listening right now. So trust, we're definitely going to be doing some big things. If you have any ideas, hit us up. There's many ways you can get in touch with us. Pretty much everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can always hit me up. Ms. Toya, how can they hit you up?
They can hit me up on Facebook at Miss Choices, _ Miss Choices. It's 2 Z's, no S's. Or you can hit me up on Facebook at Miss Toya Choices on Facebook.
All right, so we still vibing with this here. So Love Blind, Love Cause Blinders, and coming out of 2020, going into 2021, it makes things open up a little bit more, especially if you're in relationships. I mean, personally, I'm not in one, but I see it from the other side, from the outside, how a lot of people have been more locked into the person that they're with because they've been locked in with them the whole time. So it's a different element now because you're not going out as much. You're not going to the bar as much. You're not going to the club. You can't, you know, there's certain.
That ain't like it for everybody.
So do you think that plays a factor? I know that's true. Yeah, let's talk about that. Talk about that.
That's not like that for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You assume that people are happy. A lot of people are adhering to the rules and being home and doing whatever. But you obviously, there are people who break that rule every day. They break curfew. They break the rule. They do it every day. And their wife is sitting home like, this nigga really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care how. But when he get there, he want a plate in the oven, probably halfway warm already. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to toot it and boot it. You know what I'm saying? And a bunch of other stuff. Like, yo, why would I? You can't look. They put a mandate out, dude, and you still outside.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So they're like, okay, well, I understand he needs to get out. He needs to, you know, to break free because we're so locked up. We're locked down, and I know he's probably he might be doing something.
No, that's bull crap.
I'm home at 10 o'clock.
No, right, and like I said, there's a balance. It has to be a balance. But you can't make that other person bounce. They are an adult. But this is the thing. If you're dealing with someone who's not giving you balance, that becomes your option to change course. And this is the thing. At some point, somebody has to either course correct or we just going to go two separate ways. That's just how it goes.
That's exactly what has to happen, because the only way a relationship is truly going to work is you have to, I mean, there's nothing wrong with focusing on the person that you're with. And I think people take for focusing on the person that you're with and just only seeing the positives of what they're working with as the same thing. It's not the same thing, because that you might not agree with it, you might not like, but and you tend to ignore it because you're like, oh, that's my girl, you know, I know she be doing this, I can't stand when she does this, but because she's my girl, I have to rock with it anyway. I can't even step to her with it because I don't even want to deal with the argument. I'm just going to keep my blinders on, not even paying attention to the other crap that she's doing.
Yeah, until you get sick of it. Then when you get sick of it, now you're gonna start treating her bad, you're gonna start being mean, or she's gonna turn around and do the exact same to you. She's gonna start to treat you bad and treat you mean, when that's usually not your status quo. That's usually not your relationship, because nobody wanted to say nothing. Nobody was man enough or woman enough to have the argument. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the thing. In a marriage, in a relationship, yo, you have to have the argument. It don't have to come to blows. Nobody ain't got to get killed. Nobody ain't got to be bleeding.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't got to be pushed around. You could be an adult to have a full-fledged conversation. But when some things need to come to a head, if you don't address it, it just keeps building. And but this is another thing, too. You have to know how to address your mate. You have to.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're opening up topics that we're definitely going to be talking about later on, because these are topics that are very important to a lot of people. How to talk to the person that you're with. How to that needs to be addressed on a mental level, on a physical level. You know, because a lot of us have been going through a lot of things mentally, physically, emotionally, especially after 2020. We're still trying to recover from that. So we're gonna break down a lot of these different things, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all listening to this show. Once again, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, Music Mill Entertainment. Still repping. We're going to try to really break down a lot of things when it comes down to love and relationships like we used to do. We back with it. It just feels right now. So come on, Toy. Tell them what you're expecting, and what you want to put out there this year.
This year, I want to be able to bring people, black, white, orange, yellow, green, purple, whatever, together. And this is the thing, I want to bring everybody together, be able to have real conversations, be able to get other opinions on real topics that people don't want to talk about. You know, women don't want to talk about a lot. Men don't want to talk about a lot because everybody's embarrassed and they made sex seem like it was bad. No, open your mind. You know, this is stuff you do every day. People to have an outlet and for us to be able to get this information out to them and for them to one day be like, thank y'all. I ain't know nobody else is going through that, but I appreciate it for y'all giving me your point of view. And this is just not for us to give our point of view. We want other people to chime in and get your information in. Let us know what you want to hear. If you don't agree, that's fine. You agree, great. It doesn't matter. But we can talk about it.
Exactly, and that's why this is our introductory show for Season 3, Episode 1. Next week, we're going to get into it. We're going to make sure that you're able to call in. We want to hear everybody's information on this because, like Ms. Toya said, we're going to make sure open up everybody's eyes and everybody's mind to the things that we can do to make sure we're building better relationships. So once again, thank you for listening. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio. And if you like what you heard, share it, like it, send it to everybody you know, because we want to make sure that everybody can hear this. Because when we get into it, we about to get it in. This is just a start. This is on what we want to talk about and the things that will help build bridges when it comes down to relationships. So any last words you want to say for this episode?
I just want everybody like it, love it, share it, tell your friends. Miss Toya.
That's right. And this is Mr. Rod Stevie. Once again, Love Talk. And real quick, for those who are listening, you can also hear the Rod Stevie Show, new episode of your podcast, Rod Stevie Show. We're going to talk about all the political stuff, but that's not what we talk about here. We talk about love and relationships on this show. But had to get my other plug in because, you know, I'm trying to do big things, so, you know, got to let it go. So this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, we'll talk and love y'all. Peace.